Hi, I'm Jack Vaughn, and I'm with David Essex, who's here at Oracle Open World 2017 for Search ERP. We're joined by our colleague, Brian McKenna, too, who's here for Computer Weekly. It's sort of a typical Oracle world. There's a lot of activity of every which kind, always kicked off at the beginning with a keynote by Larry Ellison, the founder and CTO. Is today, the Monday, the first of the show, it seemed that adaptive intelligent applications were gaining some visibility. David, what's your take on what's going on there?
Well, Jack, Oracle had several announcements, press releases, and some presentations about adding what they call adaptive intelligent applications, which turns out to mostly be machine learning. It's very specific functions to various modules within their ERP line. In finance, they have, for example, something that allows, that gives tips or recommendations on how to discount invoices and how to choose suppliers who have the best terms during contracts. There is a manufacturing intelligence product that is coming next year, so that's something important to remember, that many of these things are announced and not quite here yet. The manufacturing product allows production managers to spot anomalies on the production floor and try to figure out the reasons why there are defects in certain products. There's e-commerce applications, intelligent applications, customer service, marketing, and sales. So I think Oracle really kind of upped the ante and really added to an announcement that they actually made a year ago about these intelligent applications. So Brian, you've also been observing this, and I think you have some thoughts about sort of the branding and how they are competing with folks like SAP and IBM.
It's a very simple observation, but I think it is curious that Oracle has refrained from naming its artificial intelligence and more really machine learning efforts the way that, say, Salesforce has with Einstein, IBM with IBM Watson, SAP with Leonardo, Infor with Coleman, Informatica even with Claire. All these vendors seem to be keen on naming what they're doing to try and kind of bundle it up. Now, Oracle maybe isn't that kind of company, is much more impersonal, it's much more corporate, it tends really not to name things. But even so, I think it's an interesting way into how they are thinking about artificial intelligence and machine learning. And that kind of litany of things, David, that you just mentioned, it's all very pragmatic, it's all about automation. And you can see the virtue in that, and maybe they're making a virtue out of necessity in this. But I think that key term of automation is very important for Oracle. Mark Hard was talking a lot about that today, and also Larry Ellison yesterday. The whole thing about adding automation to the Oracle database, which is their core thing. But that's being presented as autonomization, as an autonomous database. And if you think about it, there is a big difference between automating processes and computers thinking like human beings, which is much more about artificial intelligence. And that'd be a kind of genuine autonomization, it seems to me. But yeah, I mean, Oracle, very pragmatic in their approach here, possibly making a virtue out of necessity. I'm not sure they're putting the same kind of investment into AI and machine learning as Microsoft or IBM or SAP, but we'll see. I mean, what do you think, Jack, about this approach to the Oracle database and the world's first autonomous database? What do you think of that presentation?
Yeah, well, I was at an IBM event in 1999 when autonomic computing was the watchword. Pervasive computing, and it just didn't catch on with the general public. So there's been automation is what computing has been about since day one, and in terms of the database administrator, great portions of their job have been automated over time. They don't have to set up memory as they once did, and they wouldn't expect to. And certainly with the cloud and trying to have largely scaled farms of data servers, it's not something the human can really do. So I think what they've taken is what other people are doing, and there's certainly there's no reason that Oracle can't say they've been working to automate systems for 20 years. And at one point in the presentation, Allison commented, we've been working on this a long time. And I would say they've probably been working on it before people used the term machine learning. So it just came out that way in this go-round. I might add at this point that what it's called is Oracle 18C, that's the database. They've moved from 12 to 18. They're going to a yearly number. That really works into the whole what's going on with subscription and cloud buying. Of course, Microsoft switched to a yearly system of numerology back in 1995. So again, it's nothing new. It is a repackaging, and maybe it'll be a different enough package that it is something new.
But Allison did say this is the biggest, most revolutionary thing they've done for decades. Do you think that's just the showman speaking?
Well, it certainly is one of the greatest salesmen ever put on earth. very entertaining, and it's easy to buy into it. But I've been able to speak with numerous people today at the conference, and they would not call it revolutionary, they would call it evolutionary. Allison, in one of his quotes was, I don't say something's revolutionary every year, but maybe it's every other.
That's true. Brian, I would be remiss if I didn't mention some HCM Cloud AI or IA applications, as they call them. There's a chatbot that helps job seekers to kind of work their way around job sites. And there's also some machine learning type capabilities that help managers identify the best fit candidates. I like what you were saying, both saying really, about the terminology here. It's been clear for some time that this big AI boom is very closely related to and sometimes not very distinguishable from advanced analytics. In fact, I came from a presentation on the manufacturing product where they had a actual data scientist play the role of a data scientist in using this product. And I was seeing an awful lot of human intervention and a lot of really what looked to me like fairly sophisticated data science to help identify the patterns in the statistics. And I found myself wondering, where does the human intervention end? Where does the so-called artificial intelligence begin if you have that much work going into it? And certainly Oracle is honest to some degree about the need for heavy consulting involvement, either from Deloitte and people like that or from Oracle Consulting Wing itself to go in and really help companies or customers solve particular problems with machine learning. This isn't something that you just sort of click the switch on and all of a sudden you're doing wonderful things with it.
Yeah, they probably have a much more holistic approach than much more filled out perhaps than some of their competitors. I also suspect that they would regard Einstein, Leonardo, etc. as being somewhat pretentious, and they're probably just adopting a more pragmatic, solid corporate approach. The danger there is, I suppose, it could seem to be lacking in imagination.
Well, I would just say, of course, the big issue is getting to cloud, which very vociferously Oracle's Ellison was down on several years ago, and we've talked about that in years past covering these events. But the big thing is for them to move to the cloud to make sure their customers don't move to other clouds. And they will probably have to come down in price as a result. And so that may be the big inflection point, and see how it goes. It certainly makes for an interesting conference. David, thanks for being with us at the Buena Vista Park here at the marvelous Oracle Open World again near the Moscone Center. I left my heart in San Francisco.
Me too.
No,
or something. I left my brain, I think.
Brian, David, thanks for this rundown on the conference, and looking forward to see what tomorrow brings.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank
us
you
too.
To you both.
Thank you.